In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have put my trust in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hands. These are the words of the offertory of today's Mass on this Tuesday of the first week of Lent. And it is an offertory which we hear at other times of the year. Most notably, it is the offertory that we hear for the nuptial Mass. If you get married on that day, you have as the offertory prayer the one which I just recited to you now, which is taken from Psalm 30. I put my trust in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God, my times are in thy hands. The theme of the chants of today's Mass is the temple of God. For that is the gospel of today. At the beginning of Lent, although throughout Lent, the Masses focus on our Lord during his public ministry, the events at first are not so chronological. And so the Church freely takes themes from different episodes in the life of our Lord. And so today, she takes an episode which will be heard of only later. It is in the 21st chapter of St. Matthew, our Lord's entry into Jerusalem and his cleansing of the temple. This is at the end of his public ministry. The Church, however, places it today at the beginning of Lent. She will refer back to the theme of the temple throughout Lent. Already today, we have the theme which she wishes to stress, which is that the temple that concerns us here throughout Lent is the temple of the Lord's body, of which he will say later on in Lent, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rebuild it. He spoke of the temple of his body. The gradual also refers to the temple. As the priest ascends the altar, we have for the gradual, let my prayer be directed in thy sight, O Lord, as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. This is taken from Psalm 140, and therefore toward the end of the Psalter. It is at a different period of time. It refers to a different period of time, the time of the Restoration, the return from captivity, hearkening back to the days when there was a glorious temple and longing for it to be rebuilt. As for the introit of the Mass, the introit of today's Mass is beginning on a different note from the psalm that came before it. The psalm that came before it closes one of the books of the Psalms. I've already referred to this in a past sermon, that there are in fact 5 books of Psalms. They are divided into 5 sections. And that 3rd section closes, and then we have the darker 4th book of the Psalms that refer especially to the time of captivity. It is a humble and repentant Israel that proclaims the words that we hear in the introit of today's Mass. The Israel that has lost the temple destroyed by the Babylonians as they were carried into captivity. Lord, thou hast been our refuge from generation to generation, from eternity unto eternity. Before the mountains were made and the earth was formed, thou art God. And that psalm continues, we rejoice for the days in which thou hast afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evils. This humble psalm of an Israel that realizes that it is his sins that have cost them everything, their land and the temple, is an Israel ready to repent. As for the gradual and, as for the offertory and the communion of today's Mass, however, they come from the earlier part of the Psalter, from the very first book. This part of the Psalter has a certain youth to it, a certain rejoicing about it. It is the figure of King David, especially in his youth, prefiguring Christ. It is the David who is about to undergo sufferings, yes, but then ascend his throne in triumph. It is this first book of the Psalms that speaks of the birth of David, prefiguring the birth of Christ. Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee, as we have in the second Psalm. And as well, the Psalm which is applied to Christ after his passion, which we have in the communion verse of today, the fourth Psalm. When I called upon thee, thou didst hear me, O God of my justice. In my distress, thou didst set me at large. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. And as it concludes, in peace I will lay me down and go to sleep. This psalm will be taken up again for Tenebrae of Holy Saturday after our Lord has died. It will be how we open the gloomy office of Tenebrae on that day after our Lord has died and has descended into the earth. As for Psalm 30, though, it is very much a psalm of the Passion. Psalm 30, which we find for the offertory, is, although originally referring to King David in fear for his life before he became king, the persecuted David, persecuted only for being a good and faithful servant of the king, it is this young David who prefigures Christ by uttering the words which we find in Psalm 30. I have put my trust in thee, O Lord. I have said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hands. Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Words which our Lord himself will utter on the cross. This leads us to the true lesson which the Church wishes us to receive today in this Mass, which is a moral lesson. How are we to apply this teaching to our own lives as we make our Lenten pilgrimage? We all have temples. Every one of us has a temple. We are a temple of the Holy Ghost. We are to prepare a fitting dwelling place. It is to be a house of prayer, our souls. And we should rid it then of all things, of all traffic, which disturb it, which prohibit it from becoming a true house of prayer during this time of Lent. It is in our hearts, as we heard already in the very first Masses of Lent, that the true and pure sacrifice is offered up. For as we heard last week, the true sacrifice to God is an afflicted spirit, a contrite and humble heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Into thy hands, O Lord, then, I commend my spirit as I make my Lenten journey. My times are in thy hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.